All right, if you want to win tickets to Wingfest, now is your chance. Text in 22980. All you got to do is text a joke in, and Jamie will read them. All right? And if you and when Jamie reads them, if I laugh, and I laugh at a lot of stuff, I'm aware of that.
And laughter is contagious, so that alone may be enough.
I like this game could last 10 seconds.
Clear the mechanism.
I need to, because this game could literally last for one joke.
Guys, we cannot read some of these. Some of these, 0028. No, that's bad. We cannot read that. 1424, no. I can say that to him later off the air. I don't even know if I can say that to you off the air. That would be...
I laughed.
That would get us into a whole new phase of things. All right.
All right.
Let's see.
We're going to play Make Me Laugh. All right?
Sure, I'll do the political jokes.
Right.
Why not?
All right, let's see. If I break, then you win the tickets to Wingfest.
How about a knock-knock joke?
How about
They're
a knock-knock joke?
They're making me laugh just in trying to read them out there out loud. Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Trump.
Trump who?
Trump this economy with a Democratic approach. That was funny. I don't know what my goal is here. I don't know if my goal is to, we'll have to see. Oh, we'll do another political joke.
Oh, great.
How do you confuse a liberal?
How do you confuse a liberal?
You don't. They're born that way. No, that didn't do
it. Did you think that was going to get me?
Can I hop in here?
No.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a joke that you'd like to see?
I'm looking at the text line.
Oh, Sam's looking at the text line. Sam's looking at the text line. All right.
We're getting a lot.
All right.
The other day, my wife asked me to pass her her lipstick, and I accidentally passed her a glue stick. She still isn't talking to me.
That's not the best.
It's not bad, though.
It's not bad. It's not bad. Facebook didn't hear that one, but it wasn't bad. But
Facebook isn't going to hear these because Facebook Live is in here.
They'll hear you. They just won't hear Sam.
Oh, yeah.
That one didn't get me. That's all right, though. What do you got, Jamie?
Why do birds sing in the morning? Because they don't have to go to work.
Not even fighting the break right now. I actually feel really good so
You're feeling
far.
Pretty
I'm feeling pretty,
pretty
good.
I don't know,
pretty,
Sam, you got any of these that you think are going to make him... You read it, and I'll read it so Facebook
Live
can hear it.
Because I listened to Terrible Joke Tuesday
yes.
busting up in my car.
So Wicket.
Yes.
My wife told me I had to stop acting like a flamingo, so I had to put my foot down.
Oh, that's almost there.
Ooh, that was a close one. I can see it in your face.
So he apparently likes the wife jokes.
All right. No, the
wife
other wife joke, the glue stick wife joke, was lame. Okay, go ahead.
What do you call a disc jockey who doesn't regularly change his underwear?
Oh, come on.
Unemployed. I take offense to being called disc jockey.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a talk show host.
Hey, Wicket, where do pirates eat lunch?
Where do pirates eat lunch?
Arby's.
That was the closest we've gotten so far.
I appreciate that joke. They do get it. Arby's.
You want a Yo Mama one?
Oh, we got a couple of Yo Mama ones. Here, let me do this one
mama?
First. Let me do 6470 first. Mushroom walks into a bar. Bartender says, "We don't serve mushrooms." Mushroom says, "But I'm a fun guy."
That's a classic joke, the fun guy joke. So I'm gonna go with a no on that.
Can I just say, so far it's taken you longer to I laugh before you.
Yeah,
you think now.
Well, this is true.
I'm fighting not to laugh.
Okay, okay, Wicket. No offense to your mother, but yo mama's so fat when she pops a zit, gravy comes out.
Gross.
Oh come on, that's hilarious.
Wow. Gross.
I'm not generally fart, poop, and zit joke guy. Generally not.
The audience is. Holy cow.
What do you call a lawyer that can't find work?
What do you call a lawyer that can't find work?
A car salesman in training.
Guys are weak today. The jokes that Jamie got?
Yeah. I wonder if we've scared people and warned them too
much. The jokes that Jamie got, I couldn't even get through reading them.
All right. Doctor says, "You're obese." Patient says, "For that, I definitely want a second opinion." Doctor, "You're quite ugly, too."
Yeah.
You heard that one before?
Yeah, that's not new.
Hey, Wicket, why can't Jesus walk on water anymore?
Why can't Jesus? Is this going to be something about being holy?
He has holes in his feet.
Yeah. Come on, Kansas City. You were so much better 2 days ago.
Can I read 1953? Is that one all right to read, guys? Second from the top. I think that's okay. I think it's funny, but it might be with very poor taste. Okay.
Your moral compass, Sam Stevie, over there.
Sam's the one that's going to decide.
Sorry, I was scrolling down because I found a decent one I'm going to try.
What do you got?
Some of these are really bad. There's no middle. It's either...
They're either really lame or really
dirty. It's either not funny or can't read them on the air.
Hey, Wicked, yo mama's so fat, last Christmas I took a picture of her. It's still printing. No, not a big fan of yo mama jokes, I can tell.
Mama jokes,
no, but we're getting a lot of
yo
them.
Remember, that was the theme on Tuesday on the other show. All right? It was Terrible Joke Tuesday with a yo mama joke theme. This isn't that segment. Yo mama, blonde jokes, lawyer jokes. Come on, you guys killed it 2 days ago for Jamie.
If we don't get this in the next minute, this is going to totally goof up the next hour of the show because we're going to have to keep going.
Right?
All right. A bear walks into a bar and says, "Give me a whiskey and cola." "Why the big pause?" asked the bartender. The bear shrugged. "I'm not sure. I was born with them."
I don't think he gets it.
Pause. Why the big pause? I was born with them.
Why the big pause?
For the record, I had to explain a joke to him.
Why the big pause?
Yeah.
Have you heard about the movie with the mobile home?
The movie with the mobile? No, I haven't heard about the movie with the mobile home.
The trailer looks great.
Kinda.
Okay, keep these coming in. Kinda. We'll go to news. We'll screen these during the break.
All right.
Keep these going. We'll keep this going after 1 o'clock.
I really expected more.
22980.
All right.
There's just nothing in between. It's either kind of lame or can't read it on the air. There's no.
Right.
So it's women listening that are just being polite in their jokes, and it's the men that know kind of the more crude ones.
Some of the dirtiest minds out there belong to women.
But
don't
they're not going to text them in.
Yes, they will.
No, I don't think so.
Coming up on 1 o'clock, we'll play some more. Keep them coming in. If you make me laugh with your joke, then I will, I'll break, and then we'll give you tickets to Wingfest. I got to say, I'm disappointed in this city. I'm disappointed in our listening audience.
So Sam's sticking around.
Good.
To go through some of these, too. I've been looking at them during the break.
I pulled a couple of good ones.
Me, too.
We're playing Make Me Laugh, and we played a couple days ago, and it was tough to make Jamie laugh. I assumed I would break within three jokes.
I think we all did.
Right?
It didn't take me 2 segments.
No.
We had it within...
It was like 6 jokes, I think, by the time that you laughed. But we're playing Make Me Laugh. You text in a joke, 22980. Jamie will read it. Also, we've got Sam Stevie, who's going to stick around. Ketzer, they're looking for the best ones. If you make me laugh, you win tickets to Wingfest going on at Knuckleheads Labor Day weekend. Okay. Text in 22980.
All right, we'll go around the room here. All right, here we go. Today at the bank, an old lady asked me to help check her balance, so I pushed her over.
That's not bad.
Okay. Now we know what's...
That isn't bad. Yeah, violence against old...
No. Yes.
I don't mean that.
All right, Stevie.
Sam?
All right. So scientists have observed that when one pizza delivery guy falls over, several others also fall over. You know what that's called?
The Leaning Tower of Pizza?
The Domino's Effect.
That's not bad.
That is not bad. That's not bad. That's the leader in the clubhouse, but I'm shockingly not laughing at it.
We're stepping up our game.
All right, now we're going.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, Kets? Why does Tigger keep looking into the toilet?
He's looking for poo.
I wasn't going to read that one. I saw that one earlier. I skipped that.
I'm fighting that. That's actually not bad. This is in no way like Terrible Joke Tuesday.
No.
You're trying to make...
Genuinely trying to make him laugh.
Yeah. That's not bad, though, whoever sent that one in.
All right, Wicket. How do you tell if it's an alligator or a crocodile?
How do you tell if it's an alligator or a crocodile?
Depends if you see it later or after a while.
Oh, okay.
That didn't do it.
No.
Sam?
So, Wicket, why did the cowboy get a dachshund? Because he wanted to get along, little doggy.
Okay, that's the winner.
That's the winner.
You got the number on that?
All right.
Yeah, I'll write it down for you.
Yeah, write down that phone number because you want to get along, little doggy. All right, that's a win.
Okay, now I want you to look at the text line.
I like that one.
And see what others of these, because now we're getting them so fast we can't possibly read them all.
Real quick before I do that, a reminder, you can get spicy this Labor Day weekend at Kansas City Wing Fest going on at Knuckleheads. Your ticket includes 15 wing samples, yard games, live music from the Crayons Big Time Grain Company, and Uncle Cracker. You can also sample and vote for the best wings in Kansas City. Buy your tickets, KMBZ.com. Get all the info at KMBZ.com. Blondejokes.com.
Are blonde jokes okay?
No, they're just not funny.
What do you call a smart blonde? A golden retriever? Heard that one?
The thing is, like, blonde jokes haven't been funny for
a
years.
Long time.
Like, they weren't funny in the 90s, or they may have been, like, for a bit, but to come back, they're just not.
Yo mama smells so bad, she make right guard turn left.
I've heard.
It's not bad.
But the yo mama jokes, I've heard most of them in my life, you know?
Everybody knows 40 is the new 30, right? The police officer giving me a speeding ticket did not agree.
No, didn't agree with that one.
85-45.
Are there just...
Jeez.
Somebody on Facebook, Wicket, can't you sit still? No.
No, he doesn't sit still.
No, you must be new to this, Victoria.
No. We're not. People aren't used to just seeing you sit there, though. Normally, it's focused on a guest or something.
Right.
So.
It's just been going back and forth between you and I for the most part. Nope, can't say that.
Yeah.
What do you call it when a hooker farts?
I like that one.
A prostitute. Okay. That would have got me.
That's kind of
cute. That would have got me had you read that one on the air.
That's kind of cute. We just after some point, you're just there are so many that you can't.
Yeah, I mean,
you know.
How do you get a one-armed man out of a tree?
How do you get a one-armed man out of a tree?
Just wave at him.
God. That would have got me as well. That would have got me to laugh too.
And then some are cute. A good back-to-school joke.
Yeah.
My teachers told me I never amount to much because I procrastinate so much. I told them, just you wait.
Yeah.
Heard that one before?
It's okay.
What did one stoplight say to the other?
What did one stoplight say to the other?
Oh, don't look. I'm changing.
Okay. See, these are good. These are good. This is the one thing that's bringing us all together right
now. Yes.
It's bad jokes on a Friday.
Yes.
All right. Bad jokes on a Friday. Trying to win tickets, which we have given away. I would bet that I can't promise this, but we may have some more to give away next week.
Some of these are so bad.
6830, we can't read that.
Let me find that
one. We cannot say that word.
Did you hear that camping is an extreme sport?
Camping is an extreme sport.
It's intense.
It's intense. There's a lot of intent. There's a lot of jokes that revolve around it's intense.
Yes.
There's a lot of them. Yeah.
What
Stop texting in the yo mama jokes. They're not funny.
What do I find when I go to the next Renaissance Festival?
What's that?
Lots of candidates to be my next ex-wife. That's kind of stuff we're getting now.
What? Lots of candidates stuff to be like my...
What do you call a man with no arms and no legs in a pool?
Bob.
Bob.
Yep. Yeah. 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 What do you call a man with no arms and no legs hanging on the wall? Art.
What did the duck say when he bought lipstick?
What did the duck say when he bought lipstick?
Put it in my bill.
Is it put it on my bill?
Yeah.
Put it on my bill.
Why do ducks have tail feathers?
Why do ducks have tail feathers?
To cover their butt quack.
See, that would have got me too.
Let's see.
What do you call a guy with a rubber toe?
What do you call a guy with a rubber toe?
Roberto.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
Especially with the accent that you put on there. That makes it nice.
It's nice to see you put the Latin accent. Very well. Well done, my friend. All right. Well, today it
was fun.
What was the joke that made me laugh? Oh, the dachshund joke. That one works. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the winner.
Get along, little doggy.
Nope. Not reading that one from Facebook Live on the air.
Yeah.
Some of you people.
That's what I mean. Some of these are bad.
Right.
I think because they think that because it's they're being read to a guy, you'll appreciate some of those more, but we still can't read them.
I might.
You know,
there's
still some of these we cannot
read
on the air.